My name is Jamie Evers. I have an eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa, a rod and cone deficiency that I was diagnosed with at the tender age of 7. It was first noticed when I was in the first grade by a teacher named Mrs. Robertson.
As you all know, we are beginning the fall season. Can anyone tell me what that means?
It means the leaves are going to change and we are going to have to get ready for winter.
Very good, Jessie. Now, did everyone hear her? She said that the leaves are going to change. I thought today we might make some pictures for you to take home to your parents, which is why I've given you all a sheet of paper. I want you to draw anything you want that has to do with fall. Use your crayons to color in your drawings. What I will do is draw a leaf on the board in case any of you don't know how to draw one.
I can't see your drawing.
You can't? All right. How about you move up to this empty desk in the front of the room, okay?
Okay. I still can't see it.
It's right here, Jamie.
I don't see it.
What, are you blind? It's right there in front of you.
That's enough. Okay, Jamie. Tell you what, I want you to go to the nurse's office and give her this. Wait there at the office and we will pick you up on our way to lunch, okay?
Okay.
I remember that day as if it were yesterday. The first time I ever felt singled out. Feeling I'd come to know all too well. I thought I was sick or something. I never dreamed it would be something that would affect the rest of my life.
Well, hello there. How can I help you?
My name is Jamie. My teacher sent me here and told me to give you this note.
Hello, Jamie. I'm Mr. Fredericks, and I'm subbing today for Ms. Harrison, your regular nurse. Your teacher requested that I give you an eye exam. Can you go sit in a chair over on the far wall for me?
Sure.
I'm going to set out this chart now. This is an eye patch, Jamie. I want you to hold it over one of your eyes and try to read as many of the letters on the chart as you can. I'll wait till I turn off the light, then begin.
Okay. I can only see the E. The rest look like black blob things.
All right. Now, please move the patch over to the other eye and try again.
Okay. It's the same. I can only see the E.
Are you sure?
Yes. Is there something wrong with me? Am I sick?
No, of course not. Tell you what, would you wait outside while I make a quick phone call? Don't worry, Jamie. Everything will be all right.
I wasn't stupid. I'm just glad I didn't know then just what was ahead of me. For the next few months, it seemed, whenever I wasn't in school, I was in different eye specialists, doctor's offices, or hospitals, trying to figure out what was wrong with my eyes. I remember specifically going to Hepburn Hospital in Ogdensburg, New York, near where I lived at the time. There, I had to have an MRI done to make sure there were no tumors on my brain causing my vision problems. Though I didn't know or understand why I had to have the procedure done, it was still the scariest thing I had to face at that age.
May I help you?
Where would I find the MRI room?
Do you have an appointment?
Yes. My name is Aaron Evers, and this is my son, Jamie. The appointment is for him.
Yes, I see you right here. Just around the corner to your left, there is a small waiting area. Go ahead and take a seat there, and the doctor will be along shortly.
Thank you.
It felt like forever till that doctor called us into the room.
Please, have a seat right here, young man. I see you have a friend with you. What's his name?
Simba. He's from the Lion King movie.
Is he your favorite character from the movie?
Yes.
Mine too. All right, let's get started. I want you to know that your mom and I can't be in here with you while you go through the testing, but don't be scared. Because there's a speaker inside the machine with you, and we can hear anything you say.
Okay.
You know, I think I'll just step into the other room and give you two a moment. Mrs. Evers, when you're ready, just have Jamie lie back in the machine and come outside, please.
Thank you. I need you to be a big boy for me right now and get through this, okay? I know you're scared, and I wish I could stay right here with you, but I can't.
Why can't you, Mom? Why can't you just sit here right next to me?
Because that just isn't the way the procedure works. Tell you what, though. If you're a big boy and do this for me, then you and I can go out to eat wherever you want for lunch. And then we can go to Kmart and you can get a new toy or a new movie or something. Okay?
Okay. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, honey.
Okay, big guy. Let's get you all situated.
I was so scared inside that machine. I remember all I wanted was my mother, because she was always the one with me at times like these. My father was always working on his family farm trying to make ends meet for our family, so I was primarily always in the care of my mom, aunts, or grandparents. The procedure was as hard on my poor mother as it was on me. She was so scared I might have a tumor on my brain.
Mrs. Evers, I can't tell you much until I complete the full MRI scan review. However, I can tell you that Jamie has no tumors.
Oh, thank God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I promise you'll receive the other results as soon as possible.
That will be fine. Thank you.
It wasn't long after that that we found out about the retinitis pigmentosa. It was a relief that I didn't have a life-threatening disease, but things didn't get any easier for me after I was diagnosed. First came the huge, dorky glasses and the huge, large print textbooks, as if it wasn't enough that I had my two top teeth knocked out by a large wooden swing at a family party, so you can imagine what I looked like. Anyone who's ever been to school knows just how cruel kids are to anyone who's different. And so began a long haul for me as far as my school days went.
My Saving Grace, a preview, featured the writing, acting, and technical talents of Josh Price,
Rachel Rumler,
Athena Summers, Brad Mickelson, Richard Summers, Mandy Summers, Jennifer Tucker, and Tanya Milojevich. Sound effects provided from freesound.org. Music theme created by Kevin McLeod of incompetech.com. My Saving Grace copyright 2012 Josh Price, all rights reserved. Performance production copyright 2012 Odyssey Audio Works, all rights reserved.